Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Lamed Tes, and the title of Simen Shin Lamed Tes is Kama Dinim Pratim Hanogim Shabbos. A lot of dinim about Shabbos, so there doesn't seem to be any common theme between these various dinim about Shabbos, but you know, we're getting to the end of Hilchos Shabbos, so we got to, you know, clean up whatever we haven't covered yet. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Rochen Al Gabi Behema, you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos. Ein Lelsim Shin Hesif Yirches, Midin Alichas Karon, and he says, we have already discussed about going in a wagon, says the Mishnah Berurah, Le'elbisim Shin Hesif Yuches Biarti Mishnah Berurah Atam V'chol Pratehen. He says, I'm not going to go through this again. I already explained to you back in Sim Shin Hey what the reason is and what all the details are, why you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos. Okay, Sif Beis, Ain't Shatin Al Panei Amayim. One is not allowed to float on the water, Afil Bebrecha Shabchatzer, even in a pool that's in your courtyard, meaning even though it's not a violation of Hotza'ah, because the water is not going out into Rosh HaSarabim when you splash. Because when you splash water out of the pool, it is like a river, and by a river you normally are yotz right next to a Rosh HaSarabim, or we'll have to see what the issue is that it's dummy lenahar. But if there's a ledge around the pool, then it's going to be mutter. Because what makes the ledge important is that if you try to splash, the water is going to come right back in. The ledge will catch all the water. Nothing will remain out of the pool. It will slide right back into the pool. So then it becomes like a kli. And therefore, there's no reason to be gozer that you might make yourself some sort of flotation device. Meaning, the problem of dummy lenahar apparently is that in a river, the concern is you'll make yourself some sort of flotation device. So anything that's similar to a river would likewise carry that concern. But when the pool is self-contained and the water doesn't even splash out of the pool, then it's not even similar to a river. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Beis, Al Panei Amayim, Biyadav Araglav, Shigam Raglav, Okam Min Karka Amayim. When we say Shatin, Ein Shatin, it means to lift your feet off the ground. It means to swim. It does not mean to wade in the water. Vatam, and the reason is Shami Yasa Chavish Al Shayatin, that you might come to make some sort of flotation device, because in order to train yourself to swim better, the Mishnah Berurah says, or the Rishonim say, maybe you're going to be afraid that you're going to drown, so you'll have to, you know, you'll make a flotation device. And he describes this, what this shayatin is. This flotation device is like the kind of thing, it's like a noodle that a kid uses when he's learning to swim, that he holds on one end and he kicks his feet on the other end, and that's what we're afraid that you're going to make for yourself. He says, what kind of pool would they have had, right? Meaning, you know, swimming pools in the back. So what kind of pool are we even talking about? So he says, you know, where they do the laundry, you know, a pool of water where they would wash their clothing, or where they would soak flax. So they would sometimes have a pool of water. They didn't have like an infinity pool on a rooftop of their penthouse or whatever, right? Meaning, so obviously that was all the only pool they could dream of. If the pool is actually in Rosh Hashanah, then it's Aser anyway, because then we have a chashash that when you splash water, you're sending the water four amos in Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you could splash water out of the pool and it remains out of the pool, it doesn't slide right back in because of the ledges. So then we compare that to a river, and it's part of this gezeira of shamiyasu chavishal shayatin. Safa hainu ken ksalim gvoim mikol tzad. What does it mean that it has a ledge? It means tall walls on each side. So apparently a little bit of a ledge is not enough, because it has to be enough of a ledge to contain all of the water. Sif gimel ein metapchin lahakos kaf al kaf. You're not allowed to clap your hands one on the other. V'lo mesapkin lahakos kaf al yarech. Nor allowed to slap your hands on your thigh. V'lo meraktin. Nor are are you allowed to dance? Gezeru shamisak and klishir, because of a gezeru that you might come to fix musical instruments. Va'afilu lahakos be'etzba la'karka, even if you're just tapping your finger on the ground, o'al haluach, or on a board, on a table, o'achas k'negrachas k'derach ha'mashorim, where you're snapping your fingers in a more rhythmic kind of fashion, o l'kashkesh be'egels l'tinok, l'sachik bo'bezug k'dei she'ishtok, or you're rattling something for a baby to quiet him down. Kol zech yotze bo aser. All of that is aser. Why? Gzer shamisak and klishir. Because of gzer that you might come to fix a musical instrument. Ulesape kelachriyad mutter. But if you want to clap kelachriyad in an unusual way, that is mutter. Says the Rama. V'adim esapkin amarakten idna v'lomachin b'hu. The Rama says, wait a second. Have you ever heard of a happy clappy minion? It's called happy because people are happy. It's called clappy because people clap. So what do you do about that? How do they? Why is it that people are doing this? So he said, mishum dimutav shiu shogin, because it's wrong, but better that they be shogin than be mazed. Or you can tell them they can't do it; they'll do it anyway, and then they'll be doing it be mazed. So better to leave it alone. V'yeshom debzman hazeh kol shari. However, the Rama says some say that nowadays all this is mutter. De'ein anu bikin ba'asiyas klishir, because we don't really know how to make musical instruments anyway. V'leka lemigzor shemi yisakein klishir. We don't have to be gozer that you're going to come to fix a musical instrument, because who really knows about that stuff? And maybe that's why people are makel about all these dinim. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ein mitapchin, bein be'evlo b'chamasa la'or ratzar, bein machmasimcha. When we say you can't clap, it's regardless of the mood of that clap, whether it's a clap of frustration or being upset, or whether it's a clap of joy. Because it's still part of the Gzer Hashem Yisak and Kleshir. V'lom merakten, you're not allowed to dance. U'biyom sumchas Torah mutal lerakid, b'shah sha'omrim kilusim, kilusim d'torah mishum kvar ha'torah. The exception to this is Simchas Torah, because that's a time that we're praising the Torah, and it's allowed because of Kavod HaTorah. Kiven d'las b'zeh el mishum shvos, because the whole sort of dancing is only d'rabbanan, and for Kavod HaTorah, they were mekel. Aval b'shar simcha shel mitzvah, kagon b'nisuin, afilu achi aser. But if you're dancing for some other simcha shel mitzvah, you're at a Shabbos Sheva Brachos, so they're dancing for the simcha shel mitzvah, the Shabbos Sheva Brachos, that is going to be aser. So apparently, we're more mekel about Simchas Torah than we are about other simchas, bar mitzvahs, and shavu brachos, and whatever. V'gam l'kvod ha'Torah in kedai lahatir el itipuach v'rikud v'lo kishkosh b'pamonim v'zagim v'kol shkin sharklesh here to aser. And even what we're makel with on Simchas Torah is not to actually ring bells and play instruments. It means just to dance and to clap. That's what we permit. You have to define what the poskim discuss. What exactly is called dancing, right? When you walk around in a circle, that's probably not called dancing, right? Meaning any culture aside from Orthodox Jewish would look at walking in a circle and say that's a bunch of old men walking in a circle, right? They wouldn't define that you're not winning Dancing with the Stars, right? With that, right? So dancing would mean that there's a more of a lively kind of dance, like both feet might even leave the ground at some point at the same time. That would be the kind of dancing that we're talking about. Oh, achas keneged, we said. Achas keneged, what was this going on? Right, you snap your fingers in a rhythmic fashion, like those people that take their middle finger and they snap it on their thumb and they do it in a way that sounds good. They make pleasant sounds. That's why he calls it the derech hamishorim. The Moses said, "B'chaska k'day lahakitz l'chaveru mishnaso mashma ganavam d'shari." But if it's not in a rhythmic way, your friend is falling asleep and you just snap because, Kriyas HaTorah, come on, wake up, right? So then, or rabbi speech, right? So then, that's going to be mutter. Delav derech shiruhu, because that's not in a musical way. However, it sounds from the Tosef Shabbos that Rashi would hold that even that's usher, that snap wrapping is usher entirely. Lahakel bakol, but the Rama says minig is to be makel about everything. Hay lahakel bakol koyel tipuach v'sipuk v'rikud v'lo shar dvarman niskar v'sivzeh. When he says lahakel bakol, it means about clapping and dancing. It does not mean all of the other things that we mentioned. V'afilu b'tipuach v'rikud ein kedai leniach haminig shalom makom mitzvah el mishum hanachlem. And he says the truth is, Mishum Berurah says, even when it comes to the clapping and dancing, the real reason that the only reason that we let it go is because of Hanachlem Lisrael Mutav Shushogin Volume Mazidin. But it's really not so proper. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said you're not allowed to ride on an animal in Shabbos, so the Mishmur didn't want to give us any details because he already did earlier on in Simin Shinhei. Then we said that you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos in a place where the water will leave the pool. Certainly if it's in a Rosh Hashanah, but even if it's in a Rosh Hashanah, if the water is going to leave the pool, then it's similar to a river, and by a river we have a gezerah that you might make a chavish al shayatin, that you might make a flotation device. And then in Sif Gimel we said that technically one is not allowed to clap or dance or snap or make any sort of rhythmic sounds when on Shabbos because of a gezerah shem yisak and klei shir. And the Mishra Berurah pointed out that Simchas Torah is a big exception to that rule, but other mitzvos are not an exception to that rule. They are included in that iser. However, the Rama says the fact that so many people do it, mutav shiu shogin volume azidin, we just keep our mouths shut. You're not supposed to say anything because better that they be shogeg rather than be mazid. But you do get the impression from the Rama that people were noheg to be makil about these things. Okay, Bezras Hashem, tomorrow we will do Si'if Dal. We'll start Si'if Dal. It doesn't look like we'll finish Si'if Dal, but we'll start Si'if Dal. Have a good night.